Dr. Estherina Nobelo Nyilux, the head of South Sudan Aid Commission, said new data from 2012 show the HIV rate in the SPLA stands at 5%. The national rate is 2.6, down from 3% in 2010. She said this is the first time the commission has gathered information specifically on HIV in the armed force. Dr. Dao Aler Abit, the commander of the SPLA Medical Corps, say many soldiers do not take the necessary step to prevent HIV transmission.
The HIV issue is quite a social problem, and the medical aspect of it is a secondary. The social aspect is basically the attitude of individuals, the lifestyle of individuals is where the problem is. And especially if someone has a low income, which indulges him into a low level of feeding and drinking and socializing. And that's where there are problems with the HIV.
He said before there were only 20 HIV awareness units within the SPLA, but they are upping that number to 43. Each unit will be stationed at a base and staffed by 9 officers who will be recruited from the SPLAs. The unit will also provide testing antiretroviral drugs for HIV-positive soldiers. But Abit said the service aren't regular use it. He said one of the critical issues for lowering the HIV rate in the army is reducing fear around voluntary counselings and testing so that more soldiers learn their status.
The stigma that if somebody is liable to have HIV, usually people shy away to come up and that I have, or I go and test. And that one, there's a lot of limitation in terms of the stigma related to it.
Abit said the SPLA is funding the projects, although he said he cannot reveal the cost because it involved military spendings. He said they are getting donors' support in the form of antiretroviral drugs and condoms. For VOA News, I'm Bonifacio Taban in Bentiu.